Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
You notice I've, it's not really a craft project, but I'm using part of our office to prepare for Z102.9 Hold Your Horses prom on Saturday.
You are. But you know what? It's not a craft project. But it kind of is in the way you've had to figure things out.
Yes, it's like, what tools do I have available for the end result I'm seeking?
Crude tools.
Right now, I've got a nameless horse head. And it may remain nameless because I'm going to be dancing Eric Horseman for prom. And you procured a rubber horse head complete with hair mane, which is pretty cool.
I really wanted to make sure that you had real faux hair.
Yes, that is the real faux-iest hair I've ever seen.
Thank you.
And then you were able to procure not one, but two, well, one pair, a set of horse hooves, which I will wear over my hands.
I don't know why it was really also important to me that you also have horse hoof hands.
It pulls it together.
It just does.
Now, speaking of craft project, if we have time between now and Saturday, I'm missing horseshoes.
Yes.
So that would be cool if we could procure some or draw them on.
Styrofoam. I think we need like a 3D effect.
It does need to come out from the hoof just a bit.
We might have to make you horseshoes.
But that is the least of my worries, because the way the horse head was shipped to you, the left side caves in on itself.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing was made with some sort of mold. And I'm doing everything I can to puff it out.
Yeah.
To give it volume, so when I put it on my head, it doesn't look like
half a horse head.
Or some horrible tragedy happened where I was a colt or a foal or whatever.
Yes.
Where something caved in on the left side of my face.
That poor horse.
It's like the Elephant Man, but I'm a horse.
Yes.
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 So I'm currently using a whiskey bottle.
As one does.
Yes, we had one.
Empty.
It's a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
Empty. Upside down. Planted in a coffee cup, and that's going to the nose of the horse to fill that out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the left cheeks need a little bit of support. So I've rolled up some poster paper to fill it out. So don't look at me like that. It's working beautifully.
It is working.
As long as nobody knocks anything over, because it's highly breakable. But right now, and now I'm looking around the room, and that's a horrible idea.
You've got a glass bottle lodged in a thing that you're going to put on your face.
Yeah, near my eyes.
Hopefully it doesn't break.
Thank you very much. That's all you got. Hopefully it doesn't break. You don't have another suggestion.
All you got is a horse head full of glass shards. That sounds awful.
Now I got a name for the horse head. It's Shardy.
When Eric puts on that horse head, he is Shardy.
I'm happy to put it on. I just don't want to take it off because it's going to be stuck to my face with broken glass.
Oh, that's awful. No.
I know. It's horrible.
That just... sounds painful.
Let's find a new method after the show, shall we?
Okay. One with less shardiness.
Zero shards. On the scale of zero to a billion shards, I want none shards.
None shards.
No. And then we won't call him Shardy.
Anymore.
Thank you.
Okay. This goes back to ancient times and of my marriage and ancient times of peoples when, you know, different people had different jobs. Some were hunters, some were gatherers. You had to go out and you had to bring the food back home. And I have found in my marriage that it works best if I just do it myself. But sometimes you can't follow that old adage. So sometimes you have to send somebody else to do the hunting gathering for you. So I sent my husband to the grocery store, and this is such a frequent battle of him going to the store and he can't find something. So he just comes back home and says they were out of this, or they didn't have any of whatever. And I was looking for mozzarella pearls.
Sure. I know exactly what you're after. And right now I can give you three stores exactly where they are.
Okay. Well, he went to a store and they didn't have it. And he was aware that how that was going to sound for him. So to make his case, he sent me a very quick Snapchat video. And he's like, here, look, I'm in the cheese section. They don't have it. And as I'm watching the quick little video, I had to take a screenshot, because I'm looking at the video and I'm like, wait, there it is.
Right behind him?
In front.
Right in front
right
of him?
Right in front of him in the video.
Lower in the
frame?
I paused
the video. I was like, right, see where that word says they didn't have any? It's right above any. Mozzarella pearl.
Gotcha. It's
right there.
Did he bring them home?
Well, I didn't know if that was the kind you were talking.
Oh, come on!
I didn't know what you meant. He did. He brought home some mozzarella. Just wasn't pearls.
How did his tribe survive?
I don't know!
The National Weather Service has now confirmed 24 tornadoes. We're in the state of Iowa on April 26th. So what was that, last Friday?
24?
Weather Service says 16 central or southern Iowa, 8 others in far western Iowa. Of course, everybody's seen the video of that huge one in Pottawatomie County. The strongest included 4 EF3 tornadoes, which would hit wind speeds of 136 to 165 miles per hour. There is potential for some storms this evening, followed by an active pattern returning Wednesday night through the end of the week. If anything's coming through our area and on the severe threat from a scale of 0 to 5, the line actually goes right around Cedar Rapids and Iowa City, putting us in the 2 zone, and then right to the east, that's the 1 zone.
Okay.
So stuff coming our direction should be weakening right as it's coming through. Right now it's coming east to southeast at about 40 miles per hour. 9 to 11 o'clock tonight, possibility. All of this is a chance. No watches, no warnings, just they're keeping an eye on it.
Okay.
But no, after today, late Wednesday, then all the way through Friday, could see another system work through as well. The Humane Society of the United States releasing their 2024 Horrible 100 report, which lists 100 problem puppy breeders across the U.S. The Humane Society puts this out every year. They're trying to educate consumers about problems you're going to see at puppy mills, promote enhanced laws and stronger humane law effort. For the 12th year in a row, Missouri has the highest number, and then that's followed by Ohio at 20. And then Iowa has 15 on the
list. Not a list you want to be on at all.
Of the horrible 100. Let's go from the sad story to the happy story. Herky on Parade 3 debuts tomorrow. Unless you're Claire and you saw it last night.
Little media sneak peek.
100 Herky statues ready to be installed throughout Iowa City, Coralville, North Liberty, University Heights, and Tiffin and Solon. New this year.
Yeah.
It's the third installment of Herky on Parade. This is the largest public art event in Iowa. It was established in 2004. I remember getting the poster. We still have it framed. That was a hit. That was a big hit. Replicated in 2014. For this year, more than 260 potential designs submitted from 150 different artists.
Wow.
They were only going to do 75. I remember announcing
yes.
this. It's Herky's 75th birthday. Because the demand was so high, they did 100 statues.
I see why.
Were all 100 on display at the media event?
99.
What are they waiting on? Where is
one
it?
One more is it magical? Special one.
Artists, sponsors, and community leaders will unwrap and unveil each Herky at exactly 10 o'clock tomorrow. So they will take today to install them.
If you have time, check them out.
Well, especially as they're unveiling, right?
Yes.
Whatever one's going to be closest to you. Then photos, descriptions, locations all go live at 11 o'clock. Herky on Parade 3, the number 3.com. And if you want to see all of them, Nick Pfeiffer, vice president at Think Iowa City, says maps will be available. And as he was telling you, not only is it a tourist component from people from outside our area, but just the simplicity of somebody from South Iowa City pops over to Solon,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And somebody from Tiffin's going to go to Coralville. Well, that's pretty common, but let's say Tiffin to like wherever in North Liberty. And yeah, then maybe it's a cup of coffee or you're going to hit a store that you don't hit. So it's kind of in-town tourism.
It's a great idea. And you definitely want to see as many of these as possible because I understand why they had to expand it from 75 to 100. The craftsmanship that these artists put into these things is phenomenal.
Again, the website herkyonparade3.com. That goes live at 11 o'clock tomorrow. The unveiling of all 100 at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Is anybody else starting to think that maybe we did the wrong thing when we started the Free Britney movement? I mean, yeah, her dad didn't seem like the best guy, but I don't know. She's had some erratic behavior.
There were guardrails in place, regardless of who was in charge, that at least I think kind of kept her from, you know, it's like bumper bowling.
Yeah.
She's not in the gutter, right?
Exactly. Sources are saying that Britney's actually doing way worse now than she ever was during her conservatorship. She's dysfunctional. She's having these radical mood swings just within her personal life. And then they're also worried about her finances. When she came out of the conservatorship, she had $60 million. Now she's in danger of going broke because she's been spending millions on lavish trips to places like French Polynesia, and she goes to Hawaii frequently. So they're just kind of like, well, whoa, there's nobody controlling the spending sprees.
Wasn't she also engaged or married?
Mm-hmm.
Coupled.
Yes.
Right?
Consciously coupled.
Consciously coupled.
And now consciously uncoupled.
So there's nobody there. We need to go back to Shakespearean times. She needs a nurse.
Something.
To watch her, right?
A friend.
A friar. A midwife.
Yeah.
Somebody.
I don't
just
want it to
in.
Be her dad anymore.
No, I think that's a bad call.
Yeah, I don't think he was the best guy. But I want somebody who genuinely cares for Britney to care for Britney because I just feel like she needs a little bit of help. TMZ spoke with a Hollywood psychologist who is not Britney's psychologist. So, I mean, doesn't really know in depth what's going on.
But a little armchair psychology.
Armchair psychology. His diagnosis from afar is that she might need a little bit of help, a little bit of a conservatorship because she's not being medicated and she should probably be forced to be medicated at this point.
I think some chemistry's off.
Maybe.
For sure.
A little imbalance. Conan O'Brien is always all in, right? He's going for the laughs. He's getting the chuckles. He was a guest on Hot Ones and he was being a funny guy and like, oh, you think I can't handle the hot wings? He chugs the hot sauce. And people were wondering after the episode, like, what happened to Conan after the show? Because he made it through Hot Ones, right?
I have had, and I forget, is the Scoville level or something?
Yeah.
I've had a hot sauce that was still burning my tongue days later. It wasn't a full...
Days?
Yes. It wasn't a wing. It wasn't food. I just dip. That was it. I've also had very hot wings before. And then a few days later, time passes. And that hurts. But take all of those examples. And now consider he drank a bottle.
Yeah.
A bottle of hot sauce.
He just chugged it. You get acid reflux just watching it. He was on the latest episode of his own podcast, and he joked that he then had to go and find a construction site, and he was able to weld steel with the fire that was coming from inside of him. He said that he could be an X-Man. His name would be Asswell, that he would wear a bandolier of hot sauces on him and he could just shoot fire.
It sounds like it's coming from a part of the body, though, that I don't want to see in a movie or a cartoon.
It was days later.
Yes.
As you said.
As I said, time passes.
All joking aside, he did say that, like, after filming Hot Ones, he had runny eyes. His mouth was sore. He actually got a little bit of hot sauce underneath his wedding band, so it burnt the skin.
Oh my God.
Under his wedding band. He also started trending on Twitter because people were sharing the episode. It was such a good one where he chugged the hot sauce. He's crazy. He said he had friends that saw he was trending on Twitter and thought that maybe he'd died. Oh no, he didn't make it through Hot Ones.
Can I call out though that it's been Conan quiet forever?
Yeah.
And now we've had two, it's like a little Conan earthquakes.
Yeah. He's promoting this new travel show.
Oh, that's it.
Which, you know, you gotta get out there and tell people, watch
the machine works, the big Hollywood machine.
I've been watching it. It's pretty enjoyable. I like it.
I can't believe he chugged that bottle.
I can't either. I would not do that. Okay. Told you, actors are not always the characters that they play. Case in point, Rainn Wilson. He is very famous for having played Dwight Schrute on The Office. And we still call him Dwight, right? He's always going to kind of be Dwight, just like Jim is always Jim.
Yes, exactly.
That's just the classic, iconic role that they played. But Rainn Wilson shared that he's getting pretty sick of the Jell-O prank. In the season opener of The Office, the very first episode, Jim pranks Dwight by putting his stapler in Jell-O. He has been receiving things in Jell-O from then on.
It just shows up?
Yeah, he said he was recently having some dinner in Italy, and his silverware was delivered to the table in Jell-O.
Oh, no.
He's like, it just goes on and on. I hope people can cool it with the Jell-O jokes, you know, unless it's edible. I can eat my weight in Jell-O, but I don't know how much of this is like a joke and how much of it is true. I'm sure that people really do, like fans probably give you
Yes.
Stuff.
I mean, it's not general. Unless you know he's going to be there. Hope you're not walking around hoping to run into Dwight Schrute today because you've got something encased in Jell-O.
Right.
But even like the kitchen sending it out, that's got to be tough because you don't want to look like a jerk. You're in their country. But still, like, I just want to have dinner as Rainn Wilson, right?
I know, yeah.
I'm not Dwight Schrute eating at your restaurant.
That's pretty cool, though, that you're in Italy and it's not the Italian version of The Office. It's the American version of The Office.
Okay, good point.
That's pretty cool. You know what? If you think about it like that, Dwight.
Well,
sorry, Rainn.
He's always wearing that brown tie and
yeah,
yellow shirt.
Mustard
so maybe
shirt.
Maybe get some new clothes, Rainn. Maybe that's your problem.
That's it. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Hold Your Horses prom coming up. Tickets on sale. This is it, though. It's Saturday. So if you don't have them now, what are you doing?
Ticket locations on our website at KZIA.com. The website itself, a ticket location, but you can save a little extra cash if you buy them in person, including Hertine and Stocker Jewelers and, of course, the TCR box office. We've got a dance floor. We've got decorations. We've got a real human live. This is not your high school prom DJ. Right? It's not somebody's dad who had a CD player.
With an iPod shuffle.
Hey, kids, I know the hot songs. Here you go.
Remember those? Oh,
we do it up right. The decorations alone, they've been slowly, the assembly line has started.
Yes.
It's all coming together. We're going to see you on the dance floor coming up on Saturday. But when we say see you on the dance floor, what's going to get you on the dance floor? Let's tackle our promversation. Dancing Eric Hansen, Claire, and producer Ben. Joins the conversation.
Hey, producer Ben.
Hello.
Hey.
Producer Ben, whose first prom ever in his life was last year.
Second prom this year.
Second prom. He's coming back for seconds.
Remember, we had to teach him dance moves last year.
I know.
Right? And he pulled them out. It looked good. He looked good on the dance floor.
He always looks good on the dance floor.
Yes.
Starting up his lawnmower. I remember I had a specific moment, and this actually did happen at last year's prom as well. And I want it to happen again at this year's prom. I have danced and I have had many a song that like, oh, I hear that and I want to get out there. I love to be dancing on the dance floor at Z102.9 prom. But last year I felt like I had a specific moment with Lady of the Night, Jaden.
Yes, lovely lady of the night.
The lovely lady of the night here on Z102.9, Jaden. She and I had a moment, and I want to recreate the moment when we are singing word for word and dancing to The Killers, Mr. Brightside.
Dance / sing songs are a lot of fun.
Yes, and we were singing it to each other, and she's like, you like this song? I was like, yeah, you like this song? Yeah, I do. It was just fun.
Do you have a go-to or move, or is it just because you've got someone out there who also knows every single word?
I just remember the connection of that moment of like, you're into this? Yes, I'm having a moment. And we just like, we were dancing super hard in that moment. And that was just fun.
So if that plays Saturday, you're out there.
I am there. I am there. And I want to see, I think I thought maybe she did a death drop at that moment, but it was great.
I have no fear of speaking in front of a crowd, right? I don't have stage fright.
No.
I have dance fright.
You
I'm
do.
Not a great, though it's in my name, I'm not a very good dancer. I don't have it.
You don't have the confidence.
I have confidence in myself, but I just know, like, I know what I look like doing this move, and I look like a fool. However, if there are extra fools among me, I feel good. Now, while this is not my song specifically, something like Shout, like from Animal House.
Yeah.
That's an easy go-to. You give me a Cupid shuffle. You give me a cha-cha slide. I know when the moves are, everybody is doing the same thing. Dancing in unison, I'm a big fan of. And there's been a relatively recent, like in the last 10 years, song that kind of allows that same thing to happen because I feel like everybody moves at the same time. There's times where it gets kind of quiet, times where you put your hands in the air. I love Uptown Funk, Bruno Mars. See, arms went up, right?
Woo!
Even just kind of just moving your feet, but everybody's arms go up there and then it builds. So people get low and then they start getting higher and getting higher and then
lose it.
Everybody loses it.
Woo!
It's also not too fast if you listen to the tempo.
Yeah, so you won't get like out of breath.
One, you don't get too thirsty or too aerobic.
And I don't want it to be too much of a workout.
I like mid-tempo, low-impact songs. That's what I like to dance
to. Yeah, I get you. I get you.
But you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And Uptown Funk, the dance floor always fills on that song.
It does.
I can get lost in the sea, the school of fish, and you don't know which one I am.
Yeah, that I'm is kind you. Of like a collective favorite. It's going to bring a lot of people, and so you are camouflaged.
So Ben just said, I'm with you. Before you unveil your song, which we'll come back and play in a little bit, producer Ben, are you also one that seeks the comfort of others dancing with you?
For sure, yes.
Okay. Two peas in a pod, us two. We don't want to, I love being the center of attention, except when I don't want to be the center of attention.
I always want to be the center of attention, dancing or not.
Dancing.
I don't think I'm a particularly good dancer, but I enjoy it.
That is two of the three stories for our Songversation Promversation. Love to hear yours. The song that's going to get you on the dance floor. Let us know at 200-1029.
It's the Morning Scramble. The Morning Scramble. Z102.9.
How about we call it Promversations from now through, when the doors open for prom. Z102.9 prom is coming up on Saturday. Downtown Cedar Rapids at the Doubletree. It's going to be in the ballroom. Got to get those tickets, though. KZIA will give you all the ticket locations. Also, KZIA.com is a ticket location.
We want to make sure that everybody's having a fun night. So we're kind of asking, what is the song that is for sure going to get you out on the dance floor?
Producer Ben's very first prom ever was last year. I promposed to him. Do you remember?
I do remember.
I carted our yard.
That was very nice.
Yeah.
You looked great. You got a haircut.
Suave.
Very suave.
Yes.
You were taught some dance moves, and we pulled them out a couple times last year on the dance floor.
Those are very specific dance moves, very choreographed. Are you a dancer by trade, Producer Ben?
I'm not. I'm thankful for you teaching me some of those easier ones, because you can pull those out for pretty much anything.
Yeah, you got a little satchel of dance moves and you just kind of
put it in the
them.
Cart.
Yeah.
Start the lawnmower.
What else did you know?
Do we have a little sprinkler cart. Actions?
Maybe a sprinkler.
Something like that.
Neat.
But you don't have to be a big dancer to have fun at Z102.9.
No, that's a great point, right? You could also just stand out there and just kind of let your shoulders go.
Yeah.
A little stand dancing. What?
Some shoulders, some easy shopping cart moves.
Yeah.
Or
keep your feet planted and just move your arms a lot.
Keep it tight. I do that a lot of times.
Just keep it tight.
My watch is noticing movement, but not over moving. That's how I like to dance. Not over moving moves.
Don't overdo it.
Don't overmove it. That's what I say. When you think to the song, Producer Ben, that gets you on the dance floor, is it a song from last year, or do you have just another song you're like, I really like that song and I want to dance to it?
I always go for the classics that get everybody on the dance floor, like you.
Okay.
And the biggest one that obviously comes to mind is the cha-cha slide.
These are so fun because a lot of times as staff, we'll dance on the platform.
Yeah.
And everybody's watching you like you better know the moves.
I like to get behind somebody who knows because I always need a little refresher, even though they're saying it.
I believe this is fine because the words are in it. The Cupid Shuffle, I got it. It was the wobble.
Yeah.
Last year, where I felt a little uneasy about my wobbling.
I've been wobbling in a minute.
I had not wobbled for a while, but I wobbled last year, and I'm looking forward to wobbling this year, or cha-cha sliding, or Cupid shuffling, or electric sliding, any and all of them.
Macarena.
Macarena.
For sure. You
yes,
bet.
Yes. Love that.
We now have thrown out our answers to the songs that get us on the dance floor. How about you? There you are, Saturday night, Z102.9 prom. What song? And you are putting your drink down and running right to the biggest light that's on you on the dance floor. Phone lines are open for Songversations at 200-1029.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.